Thank you for starting your morning with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU.
So we just came back from a trip to Disney. We were there for 4 days. If you were listening the last couple of days, then you heard us broadcasting from there. But Dave, I've got to tell you about what happened to me on my way home yesterday.
Okay.
And I feel like everyone has had an experience with someone in the airplane and they have to share their story. And so I haven't had a chance to talk to anyone, so I have to share my story.
All right, what happened?
So I'm sitting next to Tori, and behind us is my friend Jane and my son Leonard, and then there's, you know, there's three people rows. Mm-hmm. So the other woman in their row, once the cart came around, the snack cart, she ordered. Now, granted, we flew Frontier, so you have to pay for everything. Right. Everything is extra. The cart came around, and she said, I'll have a beef jerky and peanut M&Ms and 2 Chardonnays, please. And I was like,
huh,
breakfast of champions. Okay, yes. Lady, that's all right. You know, she's like an attractive mm-hmm. woman. And so I just thought that was funny. So I kind of like giggled to myself. 10 minutes later. So she all of a sudden lights up and is like, so where are you guys from? Like total beer ears. You know how that happens? Like when you,
right.
So I'm just imagining that she sat there and devoured her food.
Sucked down the Chardonnays.
And then, and as soon as it was done, it hit her. And she was so, I mean, and just lovely, like nothing wrong, but just so loud. She had such beer ears the rest of the flight.
Oh my talking. Gosh.
And then we went away. I was like, oh. But it just seemed like, that's what she does, right? Okay. Like that, I mean.
Like that's her plain routine.
Right.
Yeah.
Beef jerky, peanut M&Ms, 2 Chardonnays.
It does sound like a fantastic way to start the day.
Yeah.
And it's funny you should mention that because, I mean, not the beef jerky, M&Ms, and Chardonnay, but the having a flying routine, because I sat on the aisle and the guy across the aisle from me who we work with,
yeah,
he leans over to me. Flight hasn't taken off yet. He's like, Dave, got a great flight tip for you. Here's what you do. I do it every time. And he kicked his shoes off.
Huh.
He says, yeah, kick your shoes off before the flight. That's what you do. So I, of course, took a picture of his feet and I put it up on an Instagram story as a poll.
Yeah.
Like, is this acceptable? Shoes off before the flight?
No. Shoes off, period, on a flight is not acceptable. People, you stink. Come on.
Right. 59% said, no, it is not acceptable. But there's 41% of people, right? So 4 out of 10 people say, yeah, kick your shoes off.
Come on.
You're in a confined space. Your feet are nasty.
Nasty.
Cover that up.
But you did it, didn't you?
Darn right I did it. I did
Dave.
It.
I mean,
well, I voted, no, it's not acceptable, and then I immediately did it.
And I mean, now that you've done it, did it make a difference? Was your flight improved? Because to me, my shoes are now getting in the way. I don't have enough space for my feet under that seat in front of me the way it is. Now I've got shoes impeding my movement.
Andy, your feet feel like they're made of feathers. You feel so light.
Really?
The shoes weigh you down. You kick them off. I even had to go to the restroom and I walked down the aisle.
Ew.
My shoes off.
No. You went into the bathroom without your shoes
on? I felt like I floated down the aisle.
Oh, Dave.
I wholeheartedly recommend it.
I mean, and seriously, like an airplane bathroom, that thing is moving. So chances are not everything's landing where it should. There's so many gross things on the floor in that bathroom.
Didn't think about that till now.
Oh, Dave. All right, Dave.
So these can't be the only two people who have some sort of odd airplane routine. Right.
Yeah. Right. Like what's your thing? Or do you know someone or you've seen something? Is everybody, you've got a thing,
I'm
right?
Sure, yeah. Let us know. 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
So what's your routine when you get on an airplane, Becky?
Well, this really isn't my routine. This is a old boss of mine. And he was kind of a... skeptical flyer, so he always had the doctor write a prescription for, you know, like a nerve pill, an Ativan or something. And so we fly to Houston, we get on the plane, and he immediately takes his shoes off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he has with him his house slippers and puts them on for the flight.
He has slippers he puts on?
Yeah, just like, you know, slippers that he would wear around the house.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
That slippers move, though. That's good.
It's like a Mr. Rogers
move.
Moment.
Yeah.
slippers on. He was very comfortable and had his little Ativan, and you know, he was funny after that. But
I mean,
yeah, takes all kinds, you know, makes the world go round.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
He was funny after that. He was so much more enjoyable on those drugs. That's awesome.
All right, love you. Love
XTU. 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Maris. What is your story?
My story is several years ago, ready to fly home from a trip to Las Vegas, and it was a red-eye flight. And these women in front of me were stashing all this stuff in the overhead compartment. We didn't know what it was. It was just bags of stuff. And we were probably about a half an hour before takeoff or so. And as the plane starts to ascend, all this liquid starts coming out of where their overhead compartment was. And here it was juice from frozen shrimp they had put in there from one of the buffets.
Whoa.
So I called them.
Wait. Say that again. So what was it?
It was juice from shrimp that they had somehow gotten through and put on in their overhead compartment.
Shrimp?
So I have to fly all the way back to Philadelphia with the shrimp juice all over me, and I can't eat. This is just disgusting. And I called the flight attendant because I thought maybe she could help me out. And believe it or not, she yelled at me for disturbing everybody because they were trying to sleep. And I had to come all the way back to Philadelphia stinking with shrimp juice.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow. So that must be what they do. They go to Vegas for shrimp.
Oh, my gosh. It was disgusting.
Oh, gross. Maris, that's awful. But, you know, made for a good story.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Have a great one, Maris. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for everything you guys do. We love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.